Hello, and welcome to the Escape Plan Podcast. Whether you have an existing online business or are just starting out, we show you how to plan your escape in 6 easy steps. Ready to learn and implement those simple steps? Here are your hosts, Tim Goodwin and Mark Thompson, to show you how.
Hi, guys, and welcome to the Escape Plan Podcast with me, John Thompson. No, Mark Thompson. Tim Goodwin, and all the way from Australia, Matt Barnett from Bonduro. Hi, Matt. Hi, Tim.
Hey, how you doing? All good.
Yeah, so, shall we do the normal wet weather check? What's it like in Scotland, Tim?
It's actually dry. Yeah, yeah. I'm being slightly nervous because we're having to be on our best behaviour, because our podcasts, unfortunately, Matt probably doesn't realise this, but our podcasts descend into absolute anarchy on a regular basis. So we can't make mention cricket or rugby or anything else that Australians aren't particularly good at playing.
I'm actually British. I've just been over here for quite a few years.
dear. So who do you support then?
So I actually surf as well. That's why I left.
So do you support Australia or do you support England when it comes to cricket?
Of course, England.
Well, there you go. You're just playing to us now.
Yeah, but so, Tim doesn't actually know what cricket is.
No, I don't. I have no idea.
He hasn't got wheels, so he's not interested.
So what are we going to talk about today, Mark? Before we descend into anarchy?
We've already done that. We're going to talk about engagement marketing.
Cool.
How to engage with your customers and how to have happy customers. Because happy customers are customers that buy more.
You know, one of the reasons why it's actually cool that we got Matt on the call today is both Mark and I use the tool that Matt has been responsible for. We've been using it for probably, 6-9 months at the very least, maybe even 12 months now. And we're both big fans of it. So we're going to try not to be kind of, you know, too sort of like, Bonduro is great for this and Bonduro is great for that. But we want to talk about, you know, and get Matt to sort of talk about, you know, customer service, customer engagement, and how to be, you know, how to have a better relationship with your end consumer or, you know, your potential customers. So, Mark, what's the first question we've got written down?
How should we do this? Shall we do what's Bonduro? How did it come about? Or would we go, what's engagement marketing?
See, the thing is I see Bonduro as a video messaging app. And it's a personalized video messaging app. And I might have just completely, like, you know, you know, undersold what Bonduro is. So, Matt, if you can explain to us exactly how you see Bonduro and what it does for the world at large.
So why don't I tell you the story of how we came up with it? Because that explains what it is. We did it all in one go.
Cool, perfect.
So, ran a business. I am British. Ran a business here in Australia. Worked with agencies in London and in New York, but we're on the other side of the world. So we would get leads that came in. We are a pretty funny bunch, and we're good at sales. I don't say so myself. But when you've got leads coming in, you know, you need to get in front of people to get that personality across that is such a key part of building relationships and ultimately converting customers. Now, we would have leads come in. We would do emails that went out the same as everyone else. And obviously, you know, we got the same response rates that most people would get. Now, what I did was I was thinking, like, how can we get basically me in front of people quicker? And so we built a hack. You know, we have developers here. We were building platforms. And we built a hack that would ping me every time we had a lead come in. And then in the morning, I would record a video. I take a ferry to work, so I record a video for that individual. So it would ping me with the person's name, what company they work for, and if we could get it, what job title they have. So, you know, Oliver Kirsten from Ogilvy would sign up, and I'd be on this boat on the way to work with the wind blowing in my hair, and I'd get on video and be like, hey, Oliver, this is Matt here. You know, I am in Australia. There's the Opera House. Saw you sign up from Ogilvy. You know, we already work with Budweiser and Danone and all these clients that you already have. I am in London in 6 weeks. Look, why don't I come in, show you and the team what we're about, and get you set up from there. And we'd then package this into an email and send it off. So the first piece of communication they'd ever get would be this video recorded straight for, you know, Oliver or Tim or whoever signed up. And we tripled our response rates overnight. Cool. And people come back and they go, this is hilarious. Like, it wasn't like I sold there and then, but what it did is it got me in the door every time. And, you know, ultimately, as these things happen, one of those clients asked us if they could use the system. We let them onto it. It was terrible. It was bodged together. They used it, and then one of their customers or two of their customers wanted to use it, and so we let them on board, and then some of their customers wanted to use it, and so we sat down. I mean, look, business advice, and then never try and start a second business when you're running a first one. We sat
down. Too late.
Don't do what we did, but we had a few beers, we got a bit merry, and we're like, stuff it, let's build it. And so we built it, and that was a year and a half ago. And so ultimately, it still really is built around that. It's an app that plugs into your CRM or mailing list. So if you're using ActiveCampaign, or if you're using Intercom or Salesforce or HubSpot or ConvertKit, it plugs in, you build rules, and then when customers fulfill that rule, such as signing up, we ping that into the app. You get a notification along with the person's name, the company they work for, if we can find it, their job title. You record a video, 30 seconds, you introduce yourself, you say welcome, you know, you take that 30 seconds to actually connect with that individual, you send it off, you get back to work, and then what we do is package it up into an email, send it out branded with gifts in the email, they get them to open it and watch it, and then at the end of the video, there's a call to action button that gets them to go and perform, you know, the next action, which might be to book a demo, it might be to grab a coffee meeting, it might be to just log back in and do the next step of the platform.
I mean, that kind of... Sorry, the thing I love about it is the open rates and click-through rates you get. So on one of my last campaigns, it was a 77% open rate and an 82% click-through rate. I mean, that's mind-blowing.
It is. And it's interesting hearing Matt explain it in those terms because, you know, as marketers, and Mark and I were talking about this before we started talking to Matt earlier, we were talking about that as internet marketers or as marketers as a whole, we are all the time trying to automate engagement with people. And we're almost too quick to automate engagement with people. And it becomes, you know, the sort of the stock cookie cutter kind of, you know, email sequence and response, which, you know, the open rates of emails are diminishing, and the responses from automations are diminishing, and it's a fighting back against that that urge to want to automate everything and to actually start putting some personality back into your, you know, outreach and your marketing, which I think is so important at the moment.
I mean here's the thing. Yeah, so everything we're trying to do, like everyone listening here, we're trying to, you know, build businesses, build brands, and make money and get customers. So, you know, if you look at that funnel, and here's the thing, you know, you can get a 1% click through rate on 1,000 customers, or you can get 100 customers and get a 10% click through rate.
Yeah,
these give you the same results, and 100 customers are way easier to manage.
Yes,
and you know, I think there's balance here. So it's not having a few customers, like we all want lots. It's not having millions that don't convert. I think, you know, the key is to get a large number of customers. So being able to scale this, but being able to scale the relationships. Because if you have a relationship with the customer, so aka, you know, you engage with them, they will not only have a higher chance of converting, they'll also stay with you longer. So there'll be a higher lifetime value, which ultimately is the best part of our business. You know, or like keep customers, don't just convert them. It's a lot cheaper. Yeah. I mean, you know, more importantly, if they engage with you and get to know you and connect with you, they will talk about you and bring you more companies and more business.
Yeah definitely.
I look at everything from a, because my primary business is a nutritional supplement company, and you know, people go, oh yeah, how have you got, what email sequences have you got for this, and you know, what engagement have you got, and what automations have you got running on Facebook ads and all this kind of stuff. And it's like, well, actually, you know, when we do personalized like outreach to new customers, or say for example, we have a subscription billing program that is, you know, a huge part of our business, a huge profit sort of area for our business. If a subscription billing fails, you know, sending out an email actually is probably one of the worst things that we can do for a customer, or you know, sending out just a canned email, because they won't go and update their credit cards. However, if we record a video, which is what we've started doing over the last couple of weeks or so, we've recorded the video, send the video out to the customer. The customer can see that it's from a real person. We're real people at the other end of the line. We are genuinely there to help. And the reactivation, or the putting the right credit card information into our subscription system has, you know, massively increased, just because we've taken literally 30 seconds to record that video, just to kind of like go, we're here for, to help you if you've got any problems with your subscription. So, you know, it doesn't have to be necessarily just a B2B thing. You know, the B2C side of things, you can, it's still scalable, certainly when, you know, our subscription business for us is huge. It's, you know, the somebody who's on a subscription plan for us is worth, you know, 3, 4, 5 times the value, the lifetime value of a one-time customer. So, you know, it makes sense for us to do that extra little bit of work to try and reactivate that customer.
Oh, Tim, you just give me a great idea.
Well, no, even the people who have decided to cancel their subscription, for example, they've gone, okay, well, I don't want to be part of the subscription anymore. You know, what we've started doing now is we send out a video going, hey, just noticed you've cancelled your subscription. You know, thanks for being an awesome customer. When you're ready to come back, just drop us a personal email and we'll get you back on the same subscription rate that you were when you left. And you know, even simple things like that, it makes the last interaction or potentially the last interaction with that customer a much, much more positive interaction, rather than, well, I've just cancelled that subscription kind of thing. So there's a big, big, big benefit to actually, you know, doing this personal outreach to people.
Did you know you had a psychological tool there?
It's funny when you've got hundreds of thousands of videos, you start to realize that it's more than just video, for sure.
Yeah, very much.
Yeah, I think it's interesting. One thing you're saying there is, you know, we talk about B2B and we talk about B2C. Like, really, it's just H to H. It's just human to human.
You're absolutely right. Yeah, you're massively right.
Business, like, I mean, look, I know you guys. I don't wear a shirt and tie to work. You know, sometimes bear suits, but sometimes boardies in the summer. I mean, we live in Australia here. it doesn't, like, forget that, you know, that front of the business anymore. That's gone. I do most of my, like, commute custom comms when I'm on the way to work, when I'm still on the ferry or I'm getting a coffee, because that's the same person I am outside of work and inside work. And the fact I can blend those together makes my life and my job a lot easier. The point is, most of my customers are the same kind of people, where, like, the brand will shine through them because they like, if they've done their job correctly and found the right company, they're working for a company whose brand and culture is reflected in who they are anyway. So they don't need to put on the suit and kind of hide behind that. Just be who they are. And so what works here is this whole tearing down these walls between corporate, you know, and consumer, and it just becomes human to human.
Yeah.
It's easier, you know, for all of us.
Yeah. Cool. I think my dog loves Bonjour as well, because I always record them when I'm actually taking her for a walk. It just makes life so much easier, because I don't know whether people realise that there is an actual mobile app, and it's so easy to use.
People love it. You get your pets involved.
So, Matt, we're desperately trying not to make it all about Bonjour, but right. what interesting usage cases have you seen that are different to the norm of just, you know, new prospect outreach, or, you know, customer, you know, onboarding? What other things, what other ways have you seen, you know, this type of interaction being used well?
Yeah, it's just interesting. But, you know, when you first start this company, you have an idea of who's going to use it. And we were like, people like us who run tech companies. Mm. Turns out that's a very small part of our customer base. we have And it's we've been trying to work out what connects every customer together, and the only thing I can come across is culture slash personality, because we have people at huge tech companies, and we have, you know, people who make cakes, we have guitar teachers, we have wealth managers, you know, financial planners, we have, you know, banking, we have I mean just like kids camps, churches, like everything. And the only thing I can get them together, you know, into one box is this culture thing, which is kind of hard because, as marketers, you know, you how do you target people based on culture? It's super hard.
You want to put somebody into a demographic, sociographic kind of box or an interest type thing on Facebook. And yeah, it doesn't always work like that, does it?
It just does. It's people who are great relationships. And, you know, my average user is older than me. The best users, because they're confident and they know what they're doing. But in terms of like use cases, so the most common use case is, I'd say, onboarding. Yeah. So first and foremost, people come in, you welcome them. And that's as a conversion tool. So it's either free, they sign up free, and then you're trying to convert them to a paid customer, or they've just paid and you're getting them to take the next step in the process. So often people will pay and they won't activate.
Yeah.
You know, so when someone's paid, their interest is super high, they're super keen, ride that wave there and then, get in their face, you know, in the nicest way and say, hey, awesome. By the way, you haven't done this, go and do it. Chances of them doing that are much higher. So this is kind of where it's generally used. But if you look at what's actually more powerful, it all comes down to retention. And so I think, and this is a very hard one to do, and it's actually something that we're going to be working on in the future a lot more of, is, you know, what happens in 9 months or 12 months or you know, 3 years and 17 days? How do you make that customer feel just as valued as they did in the first week, you know, when they came on board? And so probably users that we've seen who've been with us longer and start to look around these areas where else they can use it. You know, onboarding is a great place to start. But, you know, interesting cases, we have a big wealth management company here in Australia, I think the biggest. And their clients are high net worth private clients. And they use this, you know, so not at all for onboarding. They use it either for checking in with clients they haven't heard from in 6 weeks. So they have 6 week checkups that ping out from Infusionsoft and remind individual planners to go and catch up. They will celebrate successes with clients. So they have a whole mortgage division. And when someone gets a house, they will do video and they will spin it around the room and every single person in the office will stand up and cheer.
Cool.
And if you think about this, it's super clever, because what it means is those clients who are doing mortgage with this company, they are elated to getting a house. And then this company does this happy thing for them. And that consumer's brain then goes, positive things associate with, you know, announcer, which is the company.
Yeah.
You know? And so there's a positive like reinforcement straight away. Now, what's the chances that customer is A, going to go and tell someone else, B, going to use you, you know, with the mortgage going ahead, and C, probably ask for an introduction to your wealth planners and start to use some of the other services that a company offers.
Yeah. I mean, I can... Sorry, Karen.
Oh, that's it. I'm done.
I was going to say, I can see a case for maybe a mentoring client or somebody who's coaching people for weight loss doing a daily motivational message.
Yeah.
In Bonjour. I think that'd be really powerful.
I think the other thing is just to do these off the, so like comedy, like you guys get comedy, obviously.
You know, it's,
yeah,
it's probably the most serious podcast we've done for a while.
Oh dear, yeah, go on. Sorry, Matt, go on.
When you're messing around having fun, like, you know,
yeah.
It does, just like if you've got a customer who would appreciate that, send them off one. Yeah. The one, like we have one user, and so he's from the States, and he's just amazed at Australian animals. So every single time I find a new Australian animal, I do a video and send it to him. You know? And sometimes it's like it's a seagull. I'm like, there you go, Australian animal. And it's just become this thing, and it's hilarious, and it's almost not to do with work anymore. But it works both ways. It makes me feel good as well, which is the funny thing.
Well, one thing I've noticed is I occasionally get random messages from your guys in London. And And they always record them outdoors. So, and that comes across as a really personal thing, as if they've taken time to, like, reach out to me, which I think is really handy tip.
Yeah, that's interesting, because I think some of the stuff that Sam, my wife, who does most of the stuff with, you know, with Bonjoro, she's done a mix. She's done stuff while she's been out walking the dog, but she's also done stuff sat at a desk. And you can tell there's a difference in, the, like, obviously her kind of mannerisms and the, you know, her perceived professionalism within the video is very different when she sat down in front of a computer versus out walking the dog. So, you know, it's interesting. I don't know whether, you know, it's probably impossible to tell really from the app whether what works better and what gets better engagement, whether it's an outdoor or an indoor. I think it's something to test, certainly.
Outdoor. So yeah, so there's a few caveats, but like outdoors, absolutely, because it's more interesting for a start. Yeah. It is not the worst thing. Don't do it inside with, you know, downlighting in a grey dark room.
Yes,
it just, like, I don't want to, you know, one guy a long time ago when we first starting was like, it's not really working for me. And I was like, have a look at. Do you want to send me a video? He sent me one. He was wearing his Wizards headset, full sales yeah. call mode. In the dark. Yeah. And I was like, dude, I was like, I don't want to open this. So, yeah. You know, I think outdoors is great. And again, back to the human to human thing. It gets you out of the office. It gets you back into your personal headspace, which is when you are more relaxed and generally are more yourself. And that comes across. You can't hide that. It's more interesting. But then saying that, bright backdrops and stuff do help. I think, like, the number one thing, like, you got to smile in those first few frames, because those go out in the GIF and the email or in the thumbnail and the email. It's amazing how people do these and their thumbnail is just them looking angry at the world. And I'm like, it's not really inviting, is it? So
no.
You know, start off in a good, if you're having a bad day, probably leave until tomorrow, you know?
Good tip.
Cool.
Do you have a roadmap?
We do. We have.
Yeah, I was interested to know where you're going with this. Where does Bonjoro go next?
So it's two things. Yeah, there's kind of short term and long term. So short term is features and kind of getting to where we're going. So what you will see is many more. So the integration engine is really the key behind this. Not only are we doing a lot more integrations, we are building these much, much deeper. So, for instance, one thing you'll see for ActiveCampaign is quite soon working now. When you select on a user, we will let you pull custom variables from your ActiveCampaign account. So, for instance, cool. If you have things like location, age, which pages they've clicked on, multiple tags, questionnaires they've done, you'll be able to show this before you do the video in the app, so you can personalize it straight away.
That's really useful.
Yeah.
So then the content you're making is actually valuable and actually is legit for that person. You can do it. It's not generic. So that's a big move that's going to happen. We are going to look at delivery beyond email. So this does include SMS and social. We are trying to figure out other ways of delivering without any of that, because I think, like, this whole space is going to change over the next few years anyway.
One of the thoughts is, you know, from a Facebook Messenger, obviously the growth in Facebook Messenger is just astronomical at the moment. And Mark and I we've dabbled with various things with, you know, Messenger bots and all this kind of thing before. You know, is there a potential there for you to potentially integrate with a Messenger bot, or is that API been shut firmly closed in the last few months?
No, so we actually already have it working, so we can send messages into Facebook.
Oh, cool. Didn't realize that. There we go.
No, in secret. It's not like that. It's part of a larger module, but again, big build. We're doing the attributes thing first. Yeah, we have to kind of jump into head.
Of course.
Getting to Facebook is easy. But I think the interesting thing to think about for any communication is Facebook is going to get overloaded too, you know, with bots. Yeah. And this is a challenge we'll always have. So if customers want to hear from you, how you reach them, there is always a way. You know, email will stay around, but there's always a way. It's trying to work out how to do that. in terms of bigger stuff, if so, again, like we never meant to build this, we just fell into it by accident. It wasn't really a thing we meant to do. So you know, you get 18 months down the line and you go, hang on a minute, what are we actually doing here? Yeah. Like, why do people use this? And it's not about a video, it's about you know, getting the results. And so you look at it, and it's this idea of, like, how do you put it? Yeah, you'll hear us, Harcon will say that we help people automate processes but not relationships. And I think this, if you think about the big picture, what bots and all these automations should help you do is all the stuff where you don't need to have human input. That's their job. Check that out, yeah. So if that works, it doesn't mean you go and talk to 10,000 more people. It means that you spend some actual time on the customers you have and make sure you convert them. So where you put human touches in, we free you up, that you should be able to spend, you know, a minute every 6 months on a customer. It's nothing really, but you know, if you do that and that starts to build a relationship over time and over years, everything we're going to be building and we're going to go beyond video is going to be, you know, you come in the morning and there's 20 tasks to do. Each one takes 1 minute, but each one takes a bit of personal time. And, you know, there might be 5 for onboarding. There might be 3-4 clients that have been with you for X number of times. 4 might be outreach and a couple might be team. I mean, who knows? Yeah. And then we're not just gonna be video. It might be, you know, do video here, write some text and we'll send out a picture and a postcard here. Something completely different, you know. We'll send a mariachi band to go and sing to someone here.
That's cool. That kind of integration. Oh, that kind of development of it is huge, because certainly from, you know, again, going back to my sort of e-commerce head and using Shopify, and it's like I look at some of our customers and I go, you know, some of our customers spent, you know, literally thousands of pounds with us over the lifetime. And you go, okay, well, how can I make sure that, A, that those people keep on buying from us and are happy with us and feel like they're actually getting, like, value from Lean Greens as a company, and, you know, they're not just a number for, you know. So, you know, we're always like going, okay, so can we send a, you know, a coffee voucher or something out to our you know something for Starbucks or Costa Coffee or whatever to our best 5 customers, or can we send a cinema ticket to somebody, or can I send, you know, it's also having that sort of personal engagement and figuring out, okay, so we've had one of our customers who's just had a baby. And it's like, the only reason why we know that is because we've had emails backwards and forwards with them. But it's like, I don't know whether there's room there to, like, you know, start building stronger, closer relationships with somebody, you know, through different interactions. So I think what you're doing, the direction you're heading is definitely the right way to go.
Yeah.
And it doesn't have to be all about video, as you say. It can be postcards. It can be personalized thank you cards, or, you know, an SMS message, you know, direct from our support phone number, that kind of stuff. So, you know, yeah, huge amount of potential there.
It's just balance. I mean, it doesn't erase the thing with the baby. I'm like, well, so here's the thing, yeah. If they're new parents, you know, are they going to appreciate? They might not appreciate a Starbucks card, but they might appreciate a voucher, you know, buying some kids stuff or some of that. But so here's the thing, yeah. I think it's really good. Is that if you can actually give people stuff that really is personal to them, if someone's, you know, a Red Lions fan, get them something, you know, for that. But it's this balance of, like, don't be a creeper.
Yes,
exactly. It's really hard, you know, because it's really tempting to go whole hog, and I'm like, well, you also need permission to do that. So it's doing it without people getting freaked out.
Yeah, and that's a very fine balance.
I suppose people get freaked out if it's kind of like if it's too automated. And it's not a real kind of, like, genuine sort of genuine reason why you're doing it. You're doing it because you're a human being and you're doing that human to human touch. And as long as, you know, the person actually delivering the message or, you know, ordering the gift actually understands the relationship that you've got, then ultimately that's you know, where you'll find the right balance, I think.
Yeah. I mean, like, if you set a cake to people with a baby, with, like, the baby's face in it and his name and, like, where he was born and everything else, like, hang on a minute.
It's a bit weird. Stretch mark cream, that's what we need. See, I knew I'd say something inappropriate at some point.
There's like an amazing ad campaign in this. It's just to go out for a day and behave as you would online. So run
a megaphone.
Like shout in their face, using like F name. Like yeah. get people dressed as bots to go out and talk to people as well.
Yeah.
Yeah. Overly close and overly creepy on people.
Dear.
I'm glad we're right. From the same hymn sheet.
Dear. Mark, do you have any other questions for Matt before wrapping this up?
No. Go on, Matt, give us a pitch. Come on.
Yeah, give us a pitch for Bonjoro. Where do people start? How do people get started with Bonjoro? Because, we're big fans. We wouldn't have you on the call if we weren't. And it's, tell folks how they can get started with Bonjoro.
Yeah.
So head to bonjoro.com, sign up, 14 days, unlimited, send 1 million Bonjoros, completely free. You will get a Bonjoro from one of us when you sign up, and it'll be legit. So check that out. I think what you should do, anyone who does sign up, you should probably send the Bonjoro to Mark and Tim as two of the best Bonjoros. Use them as the brave souls, pop in their email, send it off to them, and they will respond to you.
Won't
you? Of course we will.
That's my pitch.
Stop stalking us. No, definitely, I highly recommend it. And I honestly believe from the bottom of my heart, this is the direction that marketing has to go, and it will go. You have to get closer to your clients because there's so many people trying to sell at arm's length. If you can get closer to your clients, you're going to make more sales and you're going to be more profitable.
I think, one of the main questions a lot of people will have about, signing up for a new service is like, will it integrate with my stuff? And, there are plenty of services that you already have a direct integration with, everything from, as you say, ActiveCampaign and ConvertKit, even Infusionsoft. Does anybody use Infusionsoft? MailChimp, Odgeport, and Shopify, if you're in the e-commerce space like me. And we haven't even taken advantage of the integration with Shopify. What we do is we just, when we see a new customer come up through our platform, we already have a system that enables to recognize that we've got a new customer. So we should really do the integration with Shopify to actually make that work better. What other integrations are coming on board in the near future?
So HubSpot just went live today.
Cool. See that one.
First time I've told anyone. And then the other things, we do have Zapier, and what that will do right now is, honestly, it'll plug you into pretty much anything. It's actually more powerful than a lot of integrations because there's so many variables. Sure. So you can feed information back into ActiveCampaign. So you can put all your results from Bonjoro in your ActiveCampaign on customers to measure the results, which is pretty cool. Next, we're building, I think, MailerLite is coming. And then AWeber, we're looking at. Their API is a bit dodgy, but we're working with the guys to get through it. Salesforce is a behemoth. We don't even know where to start, I'll be honest. It's not an easy one. So that might be, we might push that back a little bit. And then here's the thing, if you haven't got your integration, we'll get you set up on Zapier to start with, and we'll note it down. And basically we simply have a vote system. The most common integration requests get done first, but we'll build out, to 50 to 60 to 100. Slack, we're doing Slack quite soon, and Stripe as well.
Stripe's cool. Excellent.
Mm. So, one final thing, Matt, if anybody has any particular questions, is there a correct way to contact you? Is it directly through Bonjoro help support, or is there a particular, direction that somebody can find you that, you're willing and happy to give out?
Yeah, just reach out to me. It's mattb@bonjoro.com. Reach out to me personally. I mean, here's the thing, and this will always be the case. The top of the company, we all sit on Bonjoro and we all do customer support every single day. Sweet. It's absolutely crucial to understand what your customers are like. So anyone can always reach out to me. I will always be around to answer, no matter how big we get. I like it. Just, you know, ask us the hard questions, and if we can answer you and help you, we will. And if we can't, we'll send you in the best direction.
Excellent.
Excellent.
Cool.
Woo. Thank you, wow, man. I really love that call.
Loved it.
Right. Love it. Right. So thank you, everyone, for listening. Reach out to Matt. Go on, bug him. Go on, really bug him. Thanks, Tim. Thanks, Matt. And we'll speak to you next week, guys. Bye.
Bye.
Cheers, guys.
Nice job. It's funny, one of the other guys we interviewed, Daniel Danes Kingsley Hutt, is another British guy who, he went to New Zealand for the surfing.
Yeah.
And he's big in the he's a big content creator.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah. It's a cool place to test stuff, yeah? Like, to be honest, if you fuck up in Australia or New Zealand, no one really knows.
Brilliant.
Oh dear.
I wish you'd said that on the podcast. That would have just gone down a treat. Yeah.
I didn't know how like Ed Joe could have been. I should have jacked you guys a bit more first.
Dear. No, brilliant. Honestly,
Tim's actually talked about chocolate dildos on the podcast.
You should have warmed me up. I would have.
Dear. We'll do another podcast when you.
What we'll all do, we'll all meet up in London, and then we'll have a few beers and record it in a pub.
Yeah,
I'm actually over end of the month, beginning of July. I don't know if you guys are around.
End of June, might be actually.
If any of you have a pint, we're in Huckletree on Finsbury Square, around that kind of area.
Okay.
Oh yeah, I know it well.
Mark knows it. I don't.
Being an Arsenal supporter. Anyway. Excellent.
Cool. Thank you again, Matt. Really appreciate your time this evening for you, and I appreciate we've extended your day a little bit longer than it would be normally. I really appreciate the time and the input on the podcast. It's been very useful. We'll get in contact with Ollie and let him know when this crazy thing goes live.
Yeah, perfect. All right, guys, have an awesome day, both of you.
Thank you. You too. Thank you once again.
Cheers, buddy. Cheers. Okay, speak to you later. Bye.
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 You've been listening to the Escape Plan podcast. For show notes and resources, head over to escapeplanuncut.com.